Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, composure and softness in deen. Just to recap, composure here means hilm. Arabic word hilm means that when things go against a person's temperament, things go against a person's wish, against his desires, and at that time he maintains patience, he stays calm, he doesn't get worked up, he doesn't act impulsively, he doesn't just retort, he stays calm, he stays composed, he stays calculated. That is hilm. Anath is a person who has deliberation. Deliberation in the sense that he needs to make a decision. He's not hasty in making his decision. He takes his time, he makes mashura, he looks at all the different aspects, whatever is for, whatever is against. He does, so to speak, like a feasibility study before he makes any decision. So this is that anath, person is calculated. And the third one is rifq. Rifq is softness. Person is kind, he's soft, he's gentle in his approach with people where gentleness is required. So today's hadith, an Ibn Abbasin radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li Ashaj Abdul Qais, inna fika khaslatin yuhibbuhum Allah, al-hilm wal-anat, rawahu Muslim. There was a person that was the leader of his tribe. His name was Ashaj Abdul Qais. He came to Medina Munawwara with a delegation. They came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the excitement? Say we all going, for example, for Hajj. And now, en route, we are going to stop in Madinatul Munawwara. The excitement is building up that we are coming and we are reaching Madinatul Munawwara. But imagine traveling and reaching Madinatul Munawwara in that zamana, in the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. Can you imagine that excitement? Reaching Medina, meeting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was great excitement in his group that was going with him, with his tribe. It was very, very great excitement. He was the leader of the tribe. So when they came and they reached Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all just left their animals and they all rushed in with a high speed to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the leader of the tribe. He didn't rush in. First he did, he ensured that all the animals were tied up, they were safe. Then he went and he took a ghusl, he put on new clothes, he applied itr, and then he came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was a long journey that they had undertook. So when he came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him these words, that inna fika khaslatin yuhibbuhum Allah, al-hilm wal-anat, that you have two qualities in you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these two qualities. What are these two qualities? You have this hilm, you have this forbearance. In other words, you didn't rush in, you just came. You were tolerant, you were patient. Although you also had, in other words, he also had that desire to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was patient, he came with a clean set of clothing, he took a ghusl, he saw that all the animals were seen. In other words, he applied great intelligence and dignity in the way he conducted himself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these two qualities in you. One quality is this hilm, this forbearance, and the other one is composure. That he didn't rush into doing things, he was tolerant, he was composed in the way he does things. This composure is such a thing that it helps a person as far as his worldly side of life is concerned, and also as far as his deen is concerned. It will help him in his social affairs. As far as his financial affairs is concerned, how it helps him. Person doesn't rush and make financial decisions. He thinks that he suddenly somebody sees, shows him one car and he just wants to buy it. He's not even considering whether I need it, whether the price is right, whether I have any use for it. Do I need to change my existing car? He doesn't give it any thought. He's just impulsive. So this lack of composure and this lack of this impulsive behavior can affect a person financially also. Then later he realizes that, oh, I paid too much for it, or I didn't need it. Now it's sitting and it's getting depreciated. So that composure helps a person from the financial side also. And how it helps him even as far as his health is concerned. He's sitting on the dastarkhan there. There are all sort of sweetmeats there. There's cool drinks there. There's sweet things there. This person is diabetic, but he's got that composure. He's able to hold himself back. He knows that I can eat the salads, I can have the water, but I can't have all the sweetmeats and I can't have all the cool drinks, for example. So he's got that composure. It helps him as far as his health is concerned. Sometimes there may be an argument with a wife at home. He's got that composure. He's able to hold himself back. That few moments of composure can help him to save his marriage. How often you hear a person just loses himself and the whole marriage is broken down because of lack of composure, then it will help him with his musallis. When he has any problem, this man is composed, he's calm, he's able to conduct himself properly. It will help him on the road. There's no road rage. He's got these qualities which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising here. So these qualities are very great qualities. And they're also a very great, it can be a very great weakness of men. Therefore you find those people that are good in marketing, they exploit these two qualities. They'll tell a person that there's a deal, it's on, but it's within 24 hours you got to sign the deal. They understand that this is a weakness, so they put time there also. A person is going with a trolley in the supermarket, all the attractive things are put just before the till. Why? Understand that this is a weakness of men. So it can be a man's strength, or it can be a man's weakness. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring these two qualities, this quality of forbearance, holding back, anat, being calculated in whatever we do, calculated in our speech, calculated in our actions, and calculated as far as our conduct is concerned. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.